Hi guys, I just wanted to come on here to share a little bit more about my story and answer some of the questions that I've been getting from my last two videos. I also wanted to thank everyone so much for all the love and support that I've gotten since I posted the last two videos. It's been absolutely insane, so thank you guys so much. So to answer this question a little bit more about my story, I was originally diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is a bone cancer, in 2018. I went on a big hike in Whistler, BC, and I found that my knee was super aggravated. I couldn't bend it or even walk on it. So we went to the emergency room and had an x-ray done, and basically immediately they could tell that it was a bone cancer. So from then on, I did a fertility treatment, 10 rounds of chemotherapy, and a limb salvage surgery where they replaced the bottom half of my femur and my knee joint with a metal prosthesis. And then I was declared cancer-free. I had beaten my cancer, and almost exactly 2 years later, I had my six-month follow-up scans, and they noticed a little bit of bone irritation in my x-ray. So I had a biopsy about a week later, and unfortunately the result was tested positive for osteosarcoma, which is a high-grade, fast-growing osteosarcoma. So we needed to move really quickly, and we had decided that the best option for me was to amputate, and I didn't do any chemotherapy because the chemotherapy didn't work for me because it came back. So doing an amputation was the best option for me in order to get clear margins and ensure that my cancer doesn't return. And so it comes up pretty far up on my hip because they removed the femur completely, and the surgery was a success. I'm now cancer free, and I just have follow-up scans coming up for my chest and my pelvic area to make sure nothing's there. And yeah, that was about 3 weeks ago, so I'm still recovering and healing, but everything's going well. I'm taking it day by day, so I would say it's going pretty well, but also I'm an open book, so I'm happy to answer any questions that you guys have. And I'll probably continue making videos and using dark humor to get me through this, so I appreciate you guys so much, and thank you for listening.
So a few weeks ago, I came across a video of a woman on TikTok, and the video was so powerful that I had to actually stop it halfway through. I had to get up, I had to move around, I walked around, I went around and around and around, walking up and down, and then I sat back down and I just stared at my phone. I couldn't bring myself to press play and finish this video. So the video starts with this woman in the mirror, and I'm scrolling through TikTok. I think I'm scrolling through TikTok, all right? I'm getting tits and tits and tits and tits. And then I see, you know, another attractive woman in a mirror, and I'm thinking, all right, okay, there's going to be a jump cut, and she's going to have her tits out. It's what usually happens on TikTok. But I wasn't on TikTok anymore. I was on this new TikTok, a strange, strange place. A powerful thing, a deeply emotional thing. I don't know what this TikTok thing was. Apparently, I've learned now there's many versions of TikTok, okay? There's TikTok, and there's this other TikTok, which is a real thing, you know, there's a TikTok punch you in the gut thing out there. Anyway, I couldn't finish the video. When I finally did hit play, what happened was something that I didn't even imagine in my head. And I should have, because actually looking back at it, it's obvious. It's obvious where this video of this woman is going to go. She literally tells you in the video, okay? I'm scrolling through, I come across this attractive woman, and then I see the text on the screen, and it says, 7 days to amputation. Is that exactly what it says? It says something like that. I'll get the video up. It says 1 week before amputation. All right, so I'm scrolling through TikTok. I'm seeing all these beautiful women, you know, having fun, showing off their bodies. And then I get to this woman, and I see her, and then I see the text that says 1 week before amputation. And then I notice her leg, which has a very noticeable, very prominent, large, long, deep scar on it, on her leg. And she looks, you know, very sad and like something bad is about to happen. And that's because something bad is about to happen. All right, it's 1 week before amputation for this woman. But here's the thing. So I've seen that, okay? And then I go through the video and I stop it halfway through, okay? She keeps counting down. She's counting down and the days go by and it's getting closer and closer to having her fucking leg cut off. So I stop it. But when I hit play, what happens is something I didn't even think of. I didn't even imagine that was about to happen. I didn't imagine it. But of course, it's about to happen. So for me, I thought I'm about to see this woman, you know, maybe in a hospital bed. And she's got, you know, a bandage wrapped around her stump, where her fucking leg used to be. But no. This woman does something so fucking powerful and incredible with this video, all right? And it's obvious as well, looking back on it. But it's like my mind didn't allow me to think that would happen, you know? It was like, oh no, we're not even going to think that that's a possibility. Okay, that's not the way this video is going to end, okay? It's just going to be kind of a vague ending. Like, yes, she's had her leg cut off, but it's kind of maybe an uplifting thing at the end, or kind of some other thing, or some information or something. Maybe, you know, there's going to be no kind of big punch at the end. It's just going to be like, hey, yep, this is me in hospital. I've had my leg cut off now. There we go. But no, what happens is she's counting down in the mirror. Okay, every day, all the day she does it, you see her leg and you see her shaking her leg a bit. And then she has the surgery. And you see her in the mirror again. And she has one leg. And when that happened, like, the punch to the fucking gut that moment is in the video, it just really gets you. Okay, I don't care if you don't have any emotions. I don't care if you're the most psychopathic fuck, you know, ever. It still fucking hits you. Just because of just the power of the way she did it. The way she designed this fucking video. And maybe she was, you know, doing it purposefully. Or maybe she wasn't even trying. Maybe it's just the way she decided to do it. But give her all of the Oscars. Give her every Academy Award. Give them to this woman. This now one-legged woman. She's had her leg fucking cut off. And she still made this great fucking real-life movie, this documentary, in a fucking, in TikTok. In an app that's not exactly supposed to be, you know, for these kind of powerfully emotional things. Fuck. And it doesn't change, like, the amount of times you watch it. It doesn't get any easier to take, okay? Every time, there's still that force within it, you know? And I mean, she made another video after that as well. We're going to go through that. And then I'll go through the actual video. You know, I'll watch it as well. And go through it. The video I played at the beginning was her explaining, you know, her story and what had happened. Fuck. I want to create a new big bang for this woman. Just for her. A new universe. Just for her. And give her a fucking leg back. Cancer is just... it's a horrible thing. I don't think you kind of can meet anyone who hasn't been affected in some way by cancer. Whether it's themselves or people they love. You know? And it's affected me, and hey, it's currently affecting me. I don't have cancer, but, you know, take what you will from that. Why do I even need to say that? Obviously, you know, someone in my family has cancer, and it's a particularly nasty, I would say even evil form of cancer. Very evil, fucking evil cancer. But yeah, it's a very powerful video, this thing. It's, she had her fucking leg cut off, and I can't understand how she can be, because in the video she's smiling and she has these, like, she's an attractive woman as well. She has these, like, she has these bright eyes as well, you know? Her eyes are still full of life. And you heard her. You know, she's not, you know, crying or devastated or moping around, or, you know, she seems like she didn't just have her leg cut off. And not just, you know, a bit of the leg, the whole fucking thing. All the way up, removed. And she, it's like a few weeks. What did she say in that video? Like 3 weeks, I think she said. Something like that, a few weeks. And she's like, that's how she's handling it. She's a different breed of human being. Like, if I had to go through that, like a really bad cancer like that, and I had to have my leg cut off, like, I'd get through it. I don't doubt that I would get through it. Like, I would get through it. But I would be strong. But I wouldn't be happy. I wouldn't even, like, be kind of, you know, positive about it. Maybe I would be positive, because you have to kind of be positive. But I wouldn't be... she doesn't, it's a different emotion. It's not positivity. It's like kind of almost even happiness. And I'm sure that isn't what it is, but it seems like that. If that happens to me, like, I'm committing 9/11. Like, I'm committing that level of rage and horror and evil against the world. I am. Because if you're taking my fucking leg away, then we're not playing. I'm not playing. You're not playing. You're not playing. I'm not playing. I'm 9-11-ing this fucking world. Times a fucking trillion. But a few weeks out, and she's like that, you know? And I'm not criticizing her. I am not criticizing her. I am just saying that that's not the way I would be. And I think she is, like, fucking amazing. I think she needs a universe for herself. A universe full of legs. Give her all of the legs. All right, let's watch, because she's made, like, 3 videos, I think. Yeah, 3 videos this whole thing is, okay? The first one is the countdown to amputation, and the third one is, you know, her explaining her story, which we've listened to. And there's this second one here that's after the amputation. And, okay, she's standing there in shorts and a hoodie. And she has the scar on her leg, so she still has the leg in this one. Okay, so, I mean, at the time, she's already had it amputated, but she's bringing back some, you know, some footage from before. Okay, and she's just standing there with her leg and the scar.
Is it terrifying? No, I don't think so. It's the way it is, you know. Everything must come to an end. The drip finally stops.
Oh! Alright, so you heard it, right? You heard that. The whole everything must come to an end thing. So, there's a fucking jump cut.
Is it terrifying?
Okay. No, oh, there it is. I don't think so. There, right there. There. So, after is it terrifying, then there's the jump cut. And she doesn't have her leg. She has one leg, but the other leg is gone. And she has, you know, she's got the crutches. She's leaning on the crutches.
The way it is, you know. Everything must come to an end.
And then she kind of, she pushes the crutch away. She has just one crutch. She has just one crutch. One crutch. And she pushes the crutch away. And then she kind of, like, looks down at her leg and balances on one leg.
The drip finally stops.
There you go. And then she gets her other crutch and she kind of, you know, balances again. And the caption is really stumped on the caption. Oh, fuck. That's another thing. That's another thing I didn't mention. Okay. In the third video, it's just the caption is thank you guys so much. You're all amazing. Okay. The second video, the caption is really stumped on the caption. It seems like she's having fun with this, okay? And I don't begrudge her that. If you want to have fun with it, have fun with it. And yeah, it's the first video is, okay, the best caption ever. Okay, let's create the caption awards and give her all the awards for... We got to create the caption awards and give her all the awards, the caption awards, okay? The caption of the first video is 50% off pedis, let's go! And pedis, of course, meaning pedicures. If for some reason you don't know that. pedis mean? Pedis means pedicures. Pedicures, fuck. You know, making your feet, you know, making your feet, your nails, all pretty. But she doesn't, she only has 1 foot now. So it's 50% off. And they better fucking give her 50% off. Imagine if she goes in somewhere and they're like, no, we don't do that. 100% please. I know you've only got 1 foot, one leg. But yeah, it's not 50% off. You need to pay us the whole price. Maybe that'll be when she really does snap. And she puts a crutch through a brain or something. In other news, I've also fallen in love on TikTok. I'm not going to speak about it. Not going to talk about it. I've fallen in love. Not with this woman. And I don't know why I keep calling her a woman. I don't just... should give her fucking name. Her name is... or at least the name of her at, you know, her ID, is M. Bomb Cox. E-M... B-O-M-C-O-X. M-Bomb Cox. That's the woman's name with one leg now. The woman who did this. M-Bomb Cox. But anyway, yeah, I haven't fallen in love with her. She's awesome. But I've fallen in love with another TikToker. She's a model, but she's like one of those models where she's pretty and beautiful, but you wouldn't necessarily say like, oh yeah, she's a model, you know, but she is. And she's got, I don't even know why I'm talking about her right now, but I'll talk about her for a bit and then we'll go back to the M-Bomb Cox. So my new love, she's the mate of my soul. All right. Our souls are together somewhere dancing around. She's beautiful, but it's not just that she's beautiful. I just love her fucking personality. She is, I think like hundreds, maybe thousands of TikToks. She doesn't get many views or many, you know, hearts. She's relatively unknown, and she's been doing it for quite a while. And it seems like she does it every fucking day. But yeah, she doesn't have many followers either. She's kind of like, the algorithm hasn't discovered her yet. Fuck the algorithm. It doesn't know what it's doing. I mean, these algorithms, they make complete and utter retarded people really famous. Okay? For eating food. And not even eating interesting food. You know? For speaking in a certain accent and just saying words. For just shouting into the camera, but they haven't, this algorithm hasn't discovered this beautiful, perfect love of my life yet. And I just love how fun she is and how she doesn't give a fuck, but she also seems kind of nice as well, you know. And she's beautiful. She's a deadly mix. I literally fell in love like 3-4 hours ago. That's when I fell in love. And I will be making a full episode on her as well. This podcast is not going to transform into just, you know, going on about TikTok, talking about TikTok and TikTokers, okay? But every now and then, the subject of an episode will be TikTok related. And you know what? Fuck you and fuck me and fuck other people and fuck me again. Fuck me 3 times for thinking that TikTok was just, you know, the Chinese Communist Party, you know, doing their thing. All right? Because I don't think it is anymore. I think it's true art. I think there's an aesthetic to it. There's romance. There's something there, man. I do like TikTok now. Am I going to make a TikTok for myself? Probably not. But I am getting a lot of inspiration. Like, I fell in love. I fell in love on TikTok. I haven't, you know, talked to her yet. She doesn't know that I love her yet. But I did send her a comment. I commented on one of her videos, and I don't know why. I never do this. With my account that, you know, I don't use to upload, I just use to, you know, scroll through and stuff. I commented on this woman's, this lady's, this love of my life's TikTok. And for some reason, it's like the equivalent of, like, just not knowing what to say to a girl that you've just completely just instantly fallen in love with. And I've never had that problem before. That's the funny thing. Like, in person, and I've had that kind of, like, oh, you see a woman, like, oh, and you're just in love straight away with this woman. I've had that before. I've had love at first sight. And every time I've had that, I've been so fucking quick, right? And smooth and at the top of my game. Every single time. But for some reason, this internet version of love at first sight, I comment like this really weird, like, just mix of words. Like, it was a word salad, like, purposefully, because I wanted maybe to seem unique, to stand out. And that's kind of weird because she doesn't even have any comments on her TikToks, or at least not a lot. Like, the most I've seen is like maybe, you know, maybe, I don't know, 11 people commenting or something like that. But yeah, the one I commented on, I think it didn't have any comments. I don't know why I was trying to stand out and be weird and different and cool. Like, what the fuck? I could have just been nice to her or been mean to her, done anything. But for some reason, I wrote this weird word salad of random words and phrases and different things and just weird sentences. All right, anyway, that's enough with that. I'm in love with a TikTok girl. All right, she's my soulmate. She's one of my soulmates. And TikTok's cool, okay? Back to what this episode is actually about. M-Bomb Cox and her leg amputation. Let's watch the actual video, alright? Let's stop fucking around. I want to go through this thing. So she's in shorts and a hoodie. And the leg is there. She has the leg there. She has two legs. And the leg, of course, has the scar on it. And she looks kind of sad and down, of course. She's about to get her leg amputated. And the text says, 1 week before amputation. Let's play. And she shakes her leg in the mirror as well. That's one of the more devastating things. She, like, shakes it a bit and points her toes, you know, towards the mirror. And she does that in every, you know, every cut, every edit. And this one, she's wearing trousers and black long trousers, so you can't see the scar anymore. And it says, 5 days before amputation. And then she's wearing shorts again, and it says, 3 days before amputation. And then she's wearing kind of jeans again, and it's the kind of jeans where there's a big hole where the knee is supposed to be, you know? The kind of punk rock type of jeans, those type, you know? Well, at least they used to be punk rock. And this is one of the hardest bits, right? Then it says 3 hours before amputation. Okay? 3 hours. The next one is. And she's wearing shorts again. She looks fucking ready for it, you know? She looks horrified, but at the same time, ready for it. And then it goes 1 hour before amputation. And she's, like, in the hospital, in a hospital bed. And she, like, you know, shows her in the bed, and her, both her legs are covered up at this point. And she's wiggling her toes. She's wiggling her feet as well. And then there it is. It hit me then as well. It still hits me. Because the next cut, the next edit, the jump cut, it goes to... it goes to her standing in her bedroom with shorts on, holding a crutch in one hand, leaning against a crunch, leaning on a crutch, okay? Looking in the mirror, and she only has one leg. Her leg is missing. Her leg is gone. It's done. And it looks like it's been, like, digitally removed. It looks like some kind of CGI, some fucking effect. But it's not. And she moves her body as if she's, like, still shaking her leg, you know? Because in all of the other ones, she, like, you know, shook her leg towards the mirror. And that's it. Fuck. Oh. Alright. I think that's it. I mean, after I watched the video, I learned a lot about this type of cancer and about this type of amputation. It's like the most severe case, the most hardcore, the most extensive. It takes the entire leg off. She's an incredible woman. I hope she gets a fake leg, a new leg, a prosthesis. It's a hard word to say. It's a stupid word to say. But it's a pretty cool thing. And I hope that they could even have them for, like, full leg amputations. I'm not sure if they can. I didn't search about that. Let's search about it now. Can you get, like, an amputation? No. Can you get a fucking prosthetic for a full leg amputation? There's no clear answer. There we go. At least I can see a picture of one. So maybe they have them. I think they do. Seems like they do. But also says, like that happens after it's fully recovered. And one thing there, it said 6 months is usually when they're fully recovered. That's when they can get them. But yeah, I hope she gets one. Seems like she can. And yeah. Really good luck to her. And I hope that fucking cancer hasn't gone anywhere else. And I hope it won't fucking be, you know, coming on back. Fucking cancer, man. Stupid, stupid, stupid thing. What a mistake of this reality. There's lots of mistakes in this reality. One of them is cancer. A horrible thing. And I feel like I'm becoming a nice person. So I really should stop this episode before I become a nice person. That's it. Good luck to this woman. Good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck. And I hope you're doing well. Yeah. This thing, it really does kind of... I don't know why as well, like this thing. I mean, I do and I don't at the same time. It's 'cause it's very powerful. It's the way it's done. Like, I've seen, you know, people been blown to bits, been blown to pieces right in front of me. In terms of on a video screen, I've seen horrible things, horrible videos, horrible things in real life even. But this one really affected me. She should be a fucking director. She should make movies. I'd watch them. I would pay to go and watch them. I would. All right, that's it. I'm ending the episode there. All right.